Voices for Children. They had a booth over at the Lorain County Fair, and they're looking to get some volunteers to help out with their program. And we have Tim Green, Executive Director, joining us this morning to talk about that. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Bruce.
So Voices for Children, court-appointed special advocates. Sounds very important. What exactly does that mean?
Well, court-appointed special advocates is what it's. These are volunteers who are trained people in the community who have a heart for children, their safety and well-being. The CASA stands for CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocate. There's CASA programs here in Lorain County, all throughout the country. Started back in 1978. The courts have to make decisions about children that come before them. And they felt that trained volunteers, people in the community who have a heart and well-being for the children, train them to be guardian ad litem, to speak up for the children's best interest, and give the court good information about the children, the family, and help the courts make better decisions about about their future.
So these have to do with abuse, neglect type of things?
That's right.
Cases, anything
these are children, open children's service cases that are being referred to our courts.
And how much contact does then the Voices for Children advocate have with the children? What's the relationship there, and also how does that refer also to the relationship with the court?
Well, it's a good question. With our CASA GL volunteers, they spend a lot of time with the children because when they first get the case, they go into the homes, they talk to the children, they talk to mothers and fathers, they talk to caseworkers, they talk to principals, teachers, pediatricians, anyone connected to the child. But most importantly, we're focusing on the children. So we visit the children in their homes. We see their bedrooms. We see their home life. We talk to the grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins, whoever may be connected to the child. We get information to help us really understand the child's needs. We see the children monthly. A lot of our CASA volunteers may see the kids two or three times a month just to really establish a trust and rapport with the child so the child can trust us and start communicating with us so they know that there's someone there in their corner speaking up for them.
And what point do you then speak up for them? How does that work within the court system?
Well, we go into the courts. We go before magistrates or judges. We use court reports. All the information that we gather in our investigation and research, we put it into a court report, which we then file with the court. Then there's court hearings that the guardians attend along with myself or my other coworkers. And that's where we go before magistrates. And we let the courts know everything about the child, what the child's saying, about the family situation, and what we recommend and what we think would be in their best interest. Because you see, sometimes children are still in the home of their parent while a parent works on a case plan that's court-ordered. Sometimes kids are removed from their families and placed with grandparents and aunts and uncles, cousins, maybe foster care on a temporary basis with the goal to reunite them back to their parent if the parent can work their plan successfully. So we're kind of monitoring the whole situation, making sure kids don't fall through the cracks of the system.
How many people are doing that kind of work like you here in this area?
Well, last year we had 133 trained CASA GL volunteers in our program. We serve 400 children. Most of our CASA GLs take one case at a time, usually averages 1 to 2 children a case. Most cases usually average length from beginning in the courts till the end is about a year. But we do have some cases that may go beyond a year.
And how many times might you go before the court on a single case?
When we first get assigned to a case, I'd say at least 3 hearings, court hearings. And then after that, there's a lot of monitoring going on. We may come back to the court maybe 2 or 3 more times within that year.
And CASA is the court-appointed special advocate.
That's right.
That's what that stands for.
That's right.
How many children do you, as a volunteer, get assigned at any one time, or is it one?
Well, like I said, most of our CASA GL volunteers take one case at a time. Okay. In general, about 1 to 2 children. Now, we do have cases that could have more, 3, 4. We have one case. We have 10 children involved with one CASA GL.
Are they connected in a way, the case itself, or is it just
the siblings are connected? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Because obviously we can talk a little bit about you have programs for people to be volunteers and get trained coming up in October.
Yes, the 4 Saturdays in October. It's a pre-service training. It's basically 30 hours of classroom time. We have a national CASA training manual, which is 8 chapters. So each session, we do 2 chapters a session, and we really help equip everyone there. We usually get 20, 30 people in a class. We like to get a good group of people in there, and they come away with a good understanding of what their role is, what their responsibilities are as a CASA GAL volunteer. And we talk a lot about the issues that we're going to see in our cases, the factors. What's bringing these children into the system? What's going on within the families?
What is bringing these kids into the
system?
Well,
I've been 19 years. I've been with the program. I go to all the court hearings. I've seen a lot of different cases. A lot of it's substance abuse, drug addictions, mental illness, poverty, a lot of trauma going on in the lives of children, and also in the parents too. A lot of trauma that's been unresolved. A lot of families have a poor system in their life. They don't have a good positive role models in their lives, a good positive support system. Maybe lack of housing, lack of employment, lack of transportation or mobility. A lot of different factors come into play here. And so what can be done to help empower families to get better so they can maintain or get their children back? Because a lot of children don't want to be removed from their homes, but sometimes they have to for their safety and well-being.
Tim, what makes a good volunteer?
Good volunteer, someone who's committed and dedicated to children, someone who has a heart for the safety and well-being of children, someone who's organized, good time management skills, good communication, interviewing skills, can go out there and get that information, because that's what the courts want. Our magistrates and our judges, they want that good information about these children and the family situation, and they want to know what we say in our recommendations, because like I said, the courts have to make ultimate decisions about these children.
And where do you see these people coming from? In other words, are they all walks of life? I see here that says any mature responsible adult age 21 or over. So
that's
that
right.
Kind of opens up to a...
Have to be 21 or older. We have volunteers from all walks of life, all different experiences, a very diverse group of men and women. We have some actually come over from Cuyahoga County, but majority of them are here in Lorain County, a lot from Elyria-Lorain area. But we're always trying to spread out through the whole county. Avon Lake, we've increased in numbers. Vermilion, Amherst, North Ridgeville. Oberlin, so Amherst, we're trying to spread the word out through the hall of Lorain County to let people know who we are and how they can make a difference in a child's life.
Do they all then appear like in the Elyria courts? Where are the courts that held that these are?
We're located at Lorain County Justice Center.
Okay.
We're on the second floor, and that's where the magistrates are on the second floor. The judges are on the fourth floor, so that's where they would be coming for the hearings.
For people who haven't maybe been through a hearing or something like that, how long does something like that take? And I mean, is it obviously anytime you get into a court, there's a certain procedure and a protocol. I suppose you teach that a bit in the orientation.
We teach that a lot in our training to be very patient. There are a lot of cases that come into the courts. Sometimes things get postponed or continued, or there's some waiting in between. But eventually, we're going to go before the magistrate or judge. There's a lot of communication, collaborating going on between all the parties in a case, such as CASA GL volunteers, caseworkers from Children's Services, the prosecutor, mom and dad, their court-appointed attorneys. We're all trying to work together for the best of these children.
It's all for the best of the children, but are there sides? I mean, sometimes in a court you always see, two sides to that.
There may be some differences. There may be disagreements on what would be in the best interest of a child. And that's where the courts have to come into play. That's where we have a contested hearings. That's where everyone is allowed to testify and provide information, testimony to the court. And then the court has to make the final decision if we can't reach an agreement on our own.
What do you hear from, if at all, from the children? I know that you are the voices for them, but they too themselves have, that you see, or maybe people who have gone through, you've done this for a number of years as well, so you kind of sort of see the benefit of having this type of a program for the children.
Typically, children who are 4 or 5 and up, we are mandated to ask the children their wishes and desires. If they could wish for something, what would they wish for? Depends on the age level of a child, how you ask those questions. A lot of the children are going to be, that's why I said it's important to that trust and rapport with the child, because then they can freely open up to you and tell you how they feel. A lot of the kids may want to stay home with their parent, but we know it's best for them to be removed temporarily while their parents get healthy and better so they can hopefully have a safer turn back home. But the kids will tell us how they feel. They'll tell us what they like to see happen. And we let them know that even though they can't go in the courtroom, we're there on their behalf. We're their voice. And we're going to speak up for their best interests.
How do people then become a volunteer? What's the sign-up process for this?
Well, the best way is two ways. One is go to our website, www.vfclc.org. When you get on the website, you can type in your name, email address, contact number. You hit submit, it comes to my email address, then I'll contact you immediately. You can also call us at 440-329-5556. That's my direct line. To get information. I'll be more than happy to talk to anyone, explain them about the program, and then answer any questions they could have for me.
And then again, you have training coming up in October?
Yeah, October 5th, the 12th, the 19th, and our final session is October 26th.
And then
you're on Saturdays.
Before you mentioned you do this again in March of
March of 2020. So it's every year because, you know, there's always – most of our volunteers in general average about 5 years of length of stay in our program. We've had volunteers with us for 15, 20 years who are still committed, still have that fire, still have that energy to
But there's always a need, and before we went on, you said sort of the number of kids that are getting into the system through this way are ones who are going to be needing help has sort of increased. And
always an increase of children coming into the system. We're always needing more and more volunteers to help these children.
It's Voices for Children, court-appointed special advocates of Lorain County and the Domestic Relations Court. You can go to vfclc.org. That stands for Voices for Children, Lorain County. org to find out more about the volunteers and about the work that they do. Tim, we appreciate your time.
I thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Tim Green, Executive Director for Voices for Children here in Lorain County.